this is Manisha and welcome back to my podcast. In the last episode of season 1, we had a conversation with Samita and Shravya, who shared different things about their friendship. Similarly, we have two other best friends today with us. So we'll have a chit chat with them too and know how happy they are in their friendship. So hi Vrinda, hi Madhura, welcome to my podcast. And how are you guys?
Hi Manisha.
Firstly, okay. Thank you so much.
I'm nervous.
It's okay. It's just about the fun and joy, right? So we can easily make it out. So recently, you guys have been to Goa trip, and how was that?
Yeah,
it was actually my birthday trip, and this, like we all decided to go to Goa at that time. It was my first trip in two and a half years. It was Vrinda's first trip in 2 weeks. just a small point. Vrinda is an avid traveler and I would like to stay at home if I could forever.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had lots of fun because for the first time, I think we explored the non-party side of Goa, which was a different experience with friends.
Achha, non-party side of Goa. ऐसा भी होता है क्या?
Yeah, so there are like the temples. One is the complete temple वाला गोवा, one is views, sceneries, etc. and one is the पूरा party वाला. तो हमने 50 party, 50 view. Temple हमारे वहाँ जाने वाला था. तो वो पहले unfortunately cancel हो गया, but हाँ. It was a fun time. It was really good.
Yeah. I have seen the pictures, Madhura's birthday pictures. They were really good. Like, how did you plan the decoration and all? It's in Goa, right? I meant to say. Like, how did you bought all those things? If it was in Hyderabad, they would have planned it purely. But how did you manage it over there?
So, there are people who do those sort of arrangements in Goa on asking them.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was how it was not. It was not something that we set up. But I'm happy you liked it. It did take a little effort.
And it was so surprising. I really did not expect that. And especially in Goa, and like, you know, when we were like, oh, let's go, we're going to the club, and then they take me to this place and I'm so shocked.
Yeah. It's very happy to hear that you have created very good memories.
So
now let's quickly get into our chit chat. So firstly, I would like to ask, how did you guys meet each other and how long did it took for you guys to get closer?
Should I tell the story?
You want to tell the story? You tell the story, Shana. I'll tell my point of view later.
Yeah, I think it's a two-way street. So first thing, I'll tell you an example. So we went to Narayana, which was a pretty much, in our Narayana at least, it was mostly Telugu medium place. Where we had a lot of Telugu speaking people and there were hardly a few Hindi speaking people there. So like I think there was one gang and I joined a little later, so I was not aware of that gang. So story is, there was a popular rumor in our campus that
you should tell that rumor.
I was okay, disclaimer, I was a childish person, I was genuinely scared, and I like it when I'm entertaining people.
Yeah, it is actually true. I mean to be honest, you're in a hostel full of people you don't know, it is pretty scary. And then the horror part. So there's a rumor in campus that there's a, like, one of the girls sat down and said a horror story, told a horror story to everybody at night, and somebody got really scared, and to ward off that ghost and not allow them to, you know, come into their sphere, that person put chappals all around their bed. So basically it was a Lakshman Rekha made of slippers and shoes. And
Lord,
that girl actually thought that would work. My entire
You Lakshman think so? Made... Oh my god, I've been literally going there studying all different types of signs there. Do you think that Lakshman Rekha and a chappal will work? Oh man. I was just like, cool. So one of my roommates had told me the story that, you know, there's something like scary shit going on around the hostel. So I was like, yeah, I don't think I can sleep. And I've been one kind of person ki I can't sleep alone. So I was already very scared about it. So these people were like, if you do this, the ghost cannot enter. Fine, bro, let's just, because we already so many girls in the room, so let's just take everybody's chappal and we put them and all of us can sleep shanti, no problem. And they actually we all had a good time doing it, but then something, this was not supposed to go outside the room. this just became like really wild. Now I'll tell you how I found out about Madhura. We had our advanced ka mock paper one day, and suddenly when the result sheet comes out, suddenly there's this one name, full caps, Madhura Banerjee, North Indian. First name, oh shit, this is like, she's a Bengali, it's North Indian, wow, okay, cool, interesting. And then she's like fifth or something, I think you were fifth or something, the first exam. I remember this because I, Tushita and Vidhi had a discussion ki, yeah, dude, oh my god, who is she, let's find out. So that's how I found out. But the first time, like you asked, the first time we actually interacted one-on-one was, so there was this day, we just had lunch and I was like standing and talking to my friends. So let me tell you something about Madhura. When she's crying and when she's laughing, she has the same expression. It's the same expression. It's the squinched up pura face, and that's how she is, okay. So she comes, she makes a beeline, she comes from inside, like she enters the room and she makes a beeline to me. And then she's crying and I'm confused if she's crying or laughing. So first I'm like, ha ha, and then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. What? And then she tells me she had like lent her phone to somebody and then somebody caught it and now her phone's not there with her anymore. I don't know if you remember this, but yeah.
Oh, I remember this. I didn't know that was the first time.
I'm consoling her and I'm confused what's happening. I'm like, it's fine, it's fine, it's okay, we'll figure it out. And I'm like, fine, chalo, let's help a girl out. So but I don't know if he got it back. That was how we interacted first.
Okay, so Vrinda, what was your first impression on her? Sorry, Madhura.
On my first impression of Madhura? I think she was a really good conversation. Like, she was good at making conversation. She was an interesting person. She was obviously very cute. And I never thought of it. I didn't smile. And she's a very like a bold dresser. So her favorite movie is Band Baja Baja. Then one time she was like, dude, I think what I want to do is the Eva wala outfit that Anushka Sharma wears, I'm going to get it designed by my tailor person and I'll wear it. And she actually did it. All of us got. And she looked very good in that. So yeah, first impression was Padhaku. And I think somewhere along these lines.
Yeah, of course she's Padhaku. She was top 5 in the list. So she's definitely. So yeah, now Madhura, it's your turn to say. What's your first impression?
Yeah, I think my first impression of Vrinda would be, first of all, entertaining. Because I really find that Chappal story entertaining even till date.
Thank you.
And second thing, I actually saw Vrinda as a very strong-headed individual from a very young age. I mean, we all used to just obey, you know, the teachers and everybody there. And Vrinda always knew, okay, I think I do things a certain way. And that's how my output and my productivity is. And she used to do that. Padhai, someone's teaching all this. She's like, I don't want to study right now, I'll do it. But when I want to study, and Vrinda is the one person who's interested in everything. You know, she is passionate. When she finds something interesting, the passion, you can see it in her eyes. You can see the glow in her eyes that she found a new topic of fascination and she will read deeply about this. She will delve into this deeply. Oh my god. And she combines two things very well. Okay? So she likes having fun and she likes having, like, she likes nomenclature and chemistry for some reason. She made up nicknames for everybody in class using that.
What?
You know, what, Vrinda Do, this Do, that Do, what is, I don't know what nomenclature you combined and you made names for everybody in
No, really?
No, you did.
I'm blessed with I'm cursed with a horrible memory, so I have no memory of that. I'm sorry.
I understand.
Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, that's a very nice hearing this. So let's jump into the second question. So after you guys meet each other, what impact did the other person create in your life?
I think I have become a more creative person ever since Madhura's, ever since I met Madhura, and it definitely shows, I think, nowadays. It's really expanded, and it's always good to have a fellow Bollywood kind of person, a Bolly fan. So what we used to do in college was, I think this was something that Madhura came up with. So like we were very we were good at Bollywood like songs and all. So she would write like beach ka some part of a song and we all had to guess. You just instead of doing everything, it's been 1 hour. I'm just guessing ki aaj ye lyric kahan se hai, where is this verse? So yeah, what was the question about that?
What did the impact. Other person yeah. impact, I mean, created in your life?
I think I'll go next. Wait, continue, Pepe. I think I'm horrible at expressing emotions. Horrible. I was even worse before. I am the most closed up person you'll meet. But I think Brinda is the reason that I am even, whatever change is there, me being more emotive is because of Brinda.
Is that true?
It's very true.
Oh my God.
She really made me realize. So I used to look at emotions as a matter of vulnerability, but she made me realize that what's the difference between us and robots if we don't have emotions. So yeah, that is one huge thing I take from her. And the whole easy go. I'm a very, very high-strung person.
Yeah, she's very high-strung.
I'm very high-strung. I have life on a plan, on a chalkboard, and I need to figure it out and be in control of it. She's the exact opposite of me.
देख लेंगे
I like that confidence that I know and I get that feeling that yeah sometimes things don't go as planned and sometimes it's better that way.
See, that's why we need each other in each other's life. She needs me to loosen her up and I need her so that I'm just not astray in some other direction which is absolutely like non-productive or anything.
Yeah, she's the yin to my yang basically.
yeah that's good to hear. Obviously opposite attracts, right? That could be the reason you might have got quickly patched up towards each other.
Maybe.
Yes, I think one more thing, I mean, I've not been able to say this for a lot of people, but there is a certain thing that, okay, I don't know whether everybody feels this, but when you're in a club and a song comes on and it's a song for two people, I automatically know I have to look at only one person. And
I love this.
This I experienced. Like we had a party in Brinda's home, right? Like bachelor's yeah. party. Sorry, not bachelor's party, the graduation party. There you were like a song, like whatever the song which you were liking, Brinda was easily able to catch it and she was continuing that song. It was very nice to see that actually.
Yeah,
they have similar tastes in music.
Yeah, similar taste, I would say. Yeah,
we love dancing. She probably does it more than I do. But yeah, we just love it. That's something that is crazy. You don't need anything. But yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And not just even songs. Like if it could be anything, like it could be movie, address, or any place or anything. If we tell our emotion to anybody and if they also equally receive it in the equal enthusiasm, like equal happiness towards it, it really brings the joy in the bond. Like you feel like spending more time with each other at that time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Madhura, what's that one thing without which Brinda cannot go without?
Even I don't know the answer to this.
Wait, I think one. Okay, I don't think she can go without it, but there's a high amount of time she spends using it, so I'm confused whether it's between her iPhone and her iPad now. I don't know.
I think it's iPad.
iPad, that's fine. I thought you'll say something which is related to songs only again. Like Brinda will never end her day without releasing any particular song or anything like that.
No, that keeps changing. There's nothing.
I think Brinda likes new things in life, so there's not like she likes to embrace new things, and there's not one thing she particularly hangs on to. She likes to explore new things and learn as much as possible.
Hey, exhaust things.
So Brinda is like always 24/7 updated person. जो भी कुछ नया आया तो वृंदा के पास जरूर चला जाता है राइट
नॉट एग्जैक्टली दैट लाइक सपोज शी हैज लाइक सपोज शी लाइक्स अ सॉन्ग और लाइक समथिंग शी विल डेल्व इनटू इट कंप्लीटली फॉर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम बट व्हेन शी इज आउट ऑफ इट शी लाइक्स समथिंग न्यू ऑफ दैट जॉनर बट नॉट अपडेटेड शी इज नॉट द टाइप ऑफ पर्सन
आई एम नॉट द ट्विटर काइंड ऑफ पर्सन
या नॉट इन दैट आई एम मोर
ओके okay. Now, Brinda, you have to answer this question. What's that one thing without Madhura cannot go without? Or you can say at least the most of the addicted thing.
See, she's really addicted to her phone, which is something I found really annoying. But then, yeah, that's not something. I think she can live without it. What can't she live without? can't she live without? What can't you live without medicine?
I also don't know. I don't think medicine is like
okay, so now
your phone comes like
one bone comes up very
pretty. But then that's not making a statement that she can't, you know, detach herself socially. She's very good at it. She can do it. It's something that I aspire to do at least once in my life.
Okay, then if your best friend is using phone so much, so gift her a new phone. The iPhone latest model which is coming it up. You have to gift her. What's your mother? She has to gift you phone.
That's right.
I think Brinda is known that I'm not capable of handling an iPhone yet.
I don't trust her with an iPhone and I can't see that device being disrespected. Or, you know, thrown out.
That doesn't matter. You gifting her, her favorite thing is what completely matters. Uske baad jo bhi hoga,
that's the phone that you know,
my
cover
consideration.
हाँ देख उसको उसको कपड़े के यू बाय द फोन आई विल गिफ्ट यू अ कस्टमाइज्ड पाव
ओके ओके दैट्स फाइन सो वृंदा डिस्क्राइब मधुरा इन थ्री डिफरेंट वर्ड्स
वाओ यार मैंने तो जीमैट का प्रेप नहीं किया है सो आई लेट मधुरा स्टार्ट दिस सो दैट
ओके So, Madhura, describe Brinda in three different words.
First, I think carefree, highly passionate.
Carefree, highly passionate and?
The third word is what I'm thinking. Enthusiastic. She's very enthusiastic and especially towards daring things. I have seen a lot of people who get embarrassed by the sort of things that we do. But I really like us because of that reason is that I know for a matter of whatever I say, Brinda will be up for it. Anything else on the second, I mean, she'll think about the repercussions with us, we'll think about it later on. But she's like, I'm up for it. That's the best attitude I see.
That's good. Madhura is clearly, as everybody knows, she's pretty fashionable. Fashionable, is there a better word that I can use here? Because yeah, fashionable to kafi full to celebrate. All right, yeah. Yeah, she's like, yeah. She cleans up well, she's fashionable. She is dedicated. She's a very dedicated person. And
okay.
What else? And she's really trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Yeah, yeah. That's really so sounding. It sounds really great. And fashionable, so yeah, koi bhi bol sakta hai.
You want to promote right now? You have the platform. You don't want to, I'll do it.
You'd go ahead, I'll let ma.
Okay, so Madhura has this Instagram page that she's recently started. Hoops to Hoops. She puts up all her outfits there. I have edited a few reels of hers. And
yes.
I think that's something, if you affordable fashion tips that she offered.
Yes, and Brinda is my content editor as well as
slash manager, slash PR person,
slash everything else.
ये सुन के ना मुझे ये गाना याद आ रहा है जो आलिया भट्ट अच्छी से शॉपिंग करती रहती है आई थिंक स्टूडेंट ऑफ चांदी से रोशन चेहरा ला 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 ला
या या तारीफ करो
क्या नो दैट्स अ डिफरेंट वन दिस इज गुलाबी आंखें
का
या या आई थिंक आई गॉट कंफ्यूज्ड विद इट या सो बिंदा यू कैन सिंग दैट सॉन्ग
That's not what I'm being paid for. That's
right. Okay. And yeah, I think this question is very interesting. This is the last question. Who will answer it first? I'll ask.
Brinda already has the answer. So.
Okay. Dedicate a movie title or song to each other. I mean, to your best friend.
That one. सारी दुनिया एक तरफ है उसका गाने का नाम क्या है
जाने क्यों
बट आई
चोज अ नाइस वन आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग नाउ आई हैव बीन थिंकिंग
मूवी टाइटल इज आल्सो गुड या यू कैन गो विद मूवी टाइटल
हां आई एम थिंकिंग एंड हिंदी मूवीज डोंट हैव गुड टाइटल्स आई एम थिंकिंग अबाउट दैट नाउ
दे डू मटरू की बिजली का मंडोला इज अ गुड टाइटल
Brilliant! I'll describe you with Matru ki Bijli ka Mandola. Brinda ke liye ye title
different personality wala.
Nahi dekho magar pyar se.
Oh, you remember when you had decided that you want that tattoo?
Dekho magar pyar se.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for today's session. Thank you so much, Vrinda. Thank you, Madhura, for giving me
Thanks
your
for
time.
Having
you,
Manisha.
Yeah, I hope you guys also had fun with this.
I did. I definitely did.
This is the first time I'm doing something like this, so yeah, it's great.
You probably have done something like this. I have definitely not something done something like this. So, yeah, this was fun. I had my reservations. Yeah, I don't know what will happen. I don't know what if, you know, something personal comes out. But
this is the thing about Vrinda. She has a great, like, witty. She's pretty witty. So she does come up with things very fast.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Manisha.
Bye-bye. Bye, Manisha.